This is awkward to get into. I don't really know how to get into it, but I was thinking about Memorial Day. And I have some personal reasons why Memorial Day is special to me. And so I wrote a little blog. And I hope you don't think I'm preaching to you, because I'm not. It's more of a reminder to myself. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right. Give me the music. If you were new to America, and you went by what you see and hear on TV and radio, you might be convinced that Memorial Day is the one week in a year to save big money on cars and electronics. You almost never hear the words Memorial Day anymore unless they're followed by the word sale. People always complain that we've lost the true meaning of Christmas or Easter. I think the attention we give Memorial Day is the one that we should be the most embarrassed about. Unlike Christmas or Easter, remembering our fallen soldiers doesn't require that you be Christian or Jew or Muslim, just American. Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, pro-war, anti-war, we should all come together on this day. Not the whole weekend, okay? Just Monday. And remember what the holiday means and how we're supposed to observe it. When America was trying to recover from the Civil War, nearly every family in this country felt the direct loss. Imagine a country that is one-fourth the size it is now. And then imagine 700,000 casualties. On those first few Memorial Days, I'm pretty sure Americans then didn't celebrate with hot dogs and three-day weekends and sales on PlayStation 2s.
Right.
In the last 4 years, Memorial Day has meant something for the first time to hundreds of families. Families have been through the scope of emotions after losing somebody in Iraq or Afghanistan. Emotions that start with pride of service, so happy that you're going and proud of you, to fear of loss, watching the news every night, doing those irrational things where a helicopter goes down, and even though your family doesn't have a soldier that flies in helicopters, you wonder if maybe, just maybe. And finally, the numbing grief that comes when you learn that the person you love is gone forever. Ask the families, and it's funny, you won't ever hear them use the word hero. Instead, they use words like friend, good person, brother, son, confidant, full of life, passionate, sincere. Just my opinion, but I don't think Monday is the day to debate the war in Iraq. I think that's offensive. It's offensive to say our soldiers died in a meaningless war and to say that on Memorial Day. It's equally offensive on Memorial Day, I think, to defend the cause. On this day it is. We've got 364 other days to do that. Memorial Day to me isn't about war at all, or about the feelings that go along with it, or your opinion on whether or not we should be engaged in one. Memorial Day is about individuals who chose to serve in the United States military, chose to follow the orders they were given, and made the ultimate sacrifice. Chances are there's a veteran cemetery within a few miles of you, and you'll find lots of soldiers buried there, including my father, who returned from the war and lived full, productive lives, and then passed away of old age. But you'll no doubt also find a bunch of headstones that tell the story of an abbreviated life. Each of those markers represents the crushed dream of a wife or a parent or a brother. And I hope we'll remember that on Monday, in between hanging out with family and firing up the grill, going to Mexico on vacation. I hope on Monday everybody will stop for a second and realize why we have Memorial Day.